You're listening to Yen Sid's Broom Closet, where we sweep out all the dirt on the most magical place on Earth. Welcome, everyone, to episode 6 of Yen Sid's Broom Closet, recorded live on March 13th, 2016. I'm Matt.
I'm Dez.
I'm Marilyn.
It's March already.
It is March. And, yeah, it took us like an entire week to get our last podcast out, from recording to editing, because it was terrible.
It was.
But if you'll notice right now, we sound so much better, don't we? Do you want to know why? Tell us why.
Because we spent a lot of money.
Because we have shiny new equipment.
We do.
It's shiny.
We're eating our microphones right now. It's delicious.
Mine's red.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome back to our wonderful, wonderful podcast, Yen Sid's Broom Closet, where we sweep out all the dirt on all things Walt Disney World. That's true. And so, well, let's get right into the dirt. Some news.
And this is dirty.
This is
some dirty dirt.
The first piece of news that we'd like to share with you is it looks like Walt Disney World is currently testing premium parking packages. So basically, you can pay extra at the parking lots to get a better parking spot. And so they're currently testing that, and we'll see what happens with that. So the question is that something that's going to be worthwhile for guests? Is that something that's going to add value? Would you be willing to pay $15 or $20 for a guaranteed VIP-style spot?
Well, I'm not sure. Because, I mean, well, it's at the resorts, right? You said?
No, it's at the
parks.
Oh, it's at the parks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd take Disney transportation anyway, so I don't care.
Don't care. Basically, it costs $20 to park at the lots now, and what they're doing is they're testing charging you an extra $15 to park close to the front entrance or the monorails or the buses or whatever.
Areas of convenience.
Yeah, I don't know if this is another attempt to crack down on people who are just using the system to get around and who aren't resort guests. I don't know. But I personally, I don't know if I would want to pay an extra $15 on top of it. I mean, if you've got money's no object, hey, great. And if you've got little kids that you have to get back to your car, you know, that might not be a bad thing. But
I think in my opinion, that it'll cause more people to go to, like, downtown Disney Springs and park there for free and hop on a bus.
Maybe that's what they're trying to do, get people to park in the parking garage instead.
Why?
Yeah, but then
that takes away from Disney Springs.
Well, have you seen the traffic backups? People waiting to park, getting into Magic Kingdom and things. I mean, that's, you know, who knows? Maybe they have ulterior motive. Until they're able to actually build like a parking garage for Magic Kingdom, which might not be a bad idea.
No, I don't think it's a good idea.
It'd take away from the ambiance, mm-hmm. That's for sure. Unless they can hide it somewhere. You know,
make it a mountain.
Submersible.
Another Disney mountain.
Another mountain.
Disney's parking mountain.
That's a fun ride.
You get a prize every time you get your car back.
You're right.
Maybe.
You just keep going around and around and around. And eventually you go and you find yourself at the top.
Yes.
And you drive around and go out the bottom again. And
it's a magic trick.
It is. For the Magic Kingdom.
Exactly.
And right when you're about to come out the bottom, there's a camera that takes your picture and you can go and scan your Magic Band.
And you make angry face like that lady on Splash Mountain.
Angry Disney mom. Did you
and
see
you pay,
her?
And you pay $20 for your picture.
Yeah, and you have to. That's how you can get out. Otherwise, you're stuck.
You're stuck forever.
Yeah, did everyone see the angry Disney lady on Splash Mountain? Her picture apparently has gone around everywhere.
It's viral. It's on all the national news.
It made our news, yeah, here in New Jersey.
It's made
funny.
Local news in New Jersey and New York. That's that's something.
So now everybody who goes on Splash Mountain has to make some kind of angry face because it would be really funny.
I would like to coordinate that with other people when we go. Just get the entire log full of people to just make angry face. Make some sort of meme out of it. I don't know. That'd be funny.
The angry boat.
The unhappiest place on earth.
My dues.
Lame.
Lame. Well, anyway, parking isn't the only thing that's going up.
That's true.
Disney this past week released the new prices for the dining plan. And as you know, that usually goes up every year a couple dollars. And it did go up from 61 something to 63 something
for the standard plan.
For the standard dining plan.
Mm-hmm.
Children went from...
Represented generally across the board approximately 3 to 3.5% increase.
Okay.
Now, the interesting thing here is there was no advance warning saying, hey, guess what is coming? It was more like, hey, guess what?
They just
starts
dumped it
today.
Oh, yeah. So that was kind of like, oh, okay.
There's a caveat to this, though. The previous pricing stays in effect for the rest of 2016 for DVC members.
Just us?
Just us. That's one of the few perks that seems to be coming out for DVC members. And usually we don't get to see any perks. But apparently they saw fit to leave our dining plan fit until 2017.
Well,
maybe it was just too complicated for them to work it out.
Well, either that or people who'd already paid for their trips, they weren't going to charge you extra just to...
They would never go back and charge you more, but if you hadn't paid yet. I don't know if that's to change, but as of broadcast... recording, whatever this is, as of me talking into this microphone
right,
right now,
this minute,
right this second,
right this very second, that seems to be the current scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of schemes and increasing prices, I'm going to skip one on my list here to keep a theme here.
Oh yeah, you knew this was coming.
Base ticket prices. All the ticket prices have gone up across the board. And I could read them all off, but I'm not going to. The fact of the matter is it all depends on how many days you're looking to purchase, if you're doing park hopper or not, and adult, child, so on and so forth. I would just recommend checking out your fees there.
Also, something else about tickets. We were told as vacation planners that people are no longer there. Disney's no longer offering one-day passes. You have to buy a minimum of two. So if you're planning on going for the day, unless you're an annual pass holder, you might be out of luck.
That's interesting. I mean, there's really? got to be day trippers that are going to be mad.
I don't know how they're going to go around that, but apparently.
Because I saw single day pricing still on that price scheme. So maybe they haven't gotten rid of it yet.
I know that we're not allowed, as travel agents, we're not allowed to book one day passes anymore.
Okay, so maybe it's. They're only allowed to buy the single day package, pass from Disney
at the gate, maybe.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. Or online, but not through any third party authorized or otherwise.
That could, okay. Because so I know that we can't
it makes
book
sense.
Them anymore.
That it kind of makes sense, you know, because Disney's trying to discourage that from travel agencies. You know, all these single day. They don't want people going one day to Disney and 2 days to Universal or so on and so forth. They want to trap people into their...
They want you there spending your money.
Well, yeah, and that's always been the idea. Mm-hmm. But, you know, frankly, we've been to the area resorts, and while, of course, Universal has certain things to offer, I prefer to spend my time at Disney World.
Absolutely.
That's why we're doing a Disney podcast, not a Universal podcast.
Universal podcast.
Yeah. It's amazing how that works.
Funny that.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So, yes, there's dining plan increase, ticket price increase, and... that's all well and fun, but to even things out, My Disney Experience, the My Magic Plus app, is adding good features that we've all been looking for since FastPass Plus came about. And that is, once you use your three existing FastPasses that you've already booked, instead of having to find a FastPass Plus kiosk, which can sometimes be a daunting issue, can sometimes have long lines just to get a fast pass to avoid a line, which, you know,
kind of ironic.
Yeah.
It's the fast pass ride.
It is the fast pass. Well, we had that issue that one time. We looked at the kiosk line. It was literally about as long as the line to get on to Haunted Mansion, which we were looking to get a fast pass for
Haunted Mansion,
at which case we just said, you know what? I think we're hungry. Let's go get something to eat. So anyway, so what they're going to do is add the ability for you to add your secondary FastPass picks. Yes, that was a correct sentence. Your secondary FastPass choices right from your app. And that's something we've been looking for a long time. So it's a great improvement.
I don't know why they didn't do it sooner. It's just, it's more convenient.
It might have been just an implementation issue.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, because it's the same thing with the dining reservations. They just recently made it so you can change or cancel your reservations from your MDE, what you couldn't before, but I think they're rolling these things out as they get them to work. So.
Well, you do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And moving on to go along the lines with tickets and MDE, our favorite topic, of course, would be Magic Bands.
Magic Bands!
The elusive purple Magic
Band.
Oh,
I'm so excited about this.
The purple Magic Band is now available for your choice.
And just so that you all get that again, purple.
Yes.
Purple.
Now, at first, they made it to where you could purchase it, right? You could purchase it at the park for like $12 or $13 or whatever, but it wasn't one of the offerings when you booked your trip initially to choose your Magic Band color. But then I guess they had an uproar of that, so they're like, hey, let's go ahead and offer it to them. Why not?
That's right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, purple, they had a lot of problem with purple with testing the ink or whatever that went with it, because it was, number one, fading in the sun and also coming off on water rides. So they had to mix that one just right to get it to work. So, but yay, purple.
Yes, and you know, there was some interesting news. I'm not sure how this all works. We didn't read on this, but Marilyn, you had showed me earlier today that apparently if you book some type of a wedding package.
Oh, yes. I didn't even know this. I just found this out. If you're having a Disney wedding and you book your wedding through the Disney Wedding Services, apparently your Magic Bands that come in the mail are in a little box that have Cinderella's coach on it, and you open them up and they say something blue, and they're blue Magic Bands, and they say I do on them, and they also have your name and either bride or groom written on your Magic Bands. I thought that was the cutest little thing. So anyone who's having a Disney wedding, you get a nice little surprise.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hopefully it's not just a limited time thing. That's something that they keep doing. But I think that looks, you know,
that's a nice little Disney
nice little
touch.
Perk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love this headline. Crazy guy cuts belt on test track.
Yeah, this is exactly how we have it written on our podcast whiteboard, is crazy guy cuts belt on test track. And that's exactly what it sounds like. A few weeks back, the test track ride had a stoppage, as any ride tends to do for whatever reason. They had a stoppage. The stoppage was not a result of anything happening with the passengers, just the ride stopped. They had to reset something. However, this passenger on test track during the stoppage decided that it warranted his taking out a pocket knife, cutting his seat belt,
like you do,
exiting the ride and exiting through a side exit door on test track.
Did he like freak out or something? Just decided he had to get out of there.
He may have, but the scarier part
is, no one saw him.
No one saw it.
They have cameras.
They have cameras everywhere. And the worst part, he was never located.
Yeah, they never found the guy.
Maybe he doesn't exist.
He just disappeared.
It could have been a ghost.
Yeah, he just disappeared off into the crowd somewhere in Disney. He got out of test track, got back into Epcot somewhere, and just...
That's crazy.
Washed away. I have no idea.
You know, picture it didn't happen. They don't have pictures of him, so I guess it didn't happen.
Other than the fact that they had a cut belt.
The
cut belt, and they had to immediately take that car out of service.
Yep. That is so strange.
Held up the ride for an hour or so afterward while they looked for the guy to make sure he wasn't hiding in the scenery somewhere, and they had to take that car out of service. So, I mean, it just takes all kinds. I mean, it might be the happiest place on Earth, but boy, it certainly is like a trip to Walmart.
Test track is like the weird place, because remember that fight that happened there recently? Those two ladies like got in a brawl
in the test track line?
That
was in the waiting area
yeah,
for
test track.
Track
that attracts all the nutcases,
I
guess.
It was the area that you go, that's right before, before you walk in to get onto the ride. It's after the part where you make your vehicle, but then you're in that little holding area. It was right there where they got in the fight, and then it goes... You're let into another door or whatever.
Right.
And I know there's video of that. If anyone's interested in that one, just type in Google Epcot Brawl or something like that, because it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just yeah.
Just
yeah. Well, that part concludes our news from around the world. We're going to take our little stroll in the parks. Now, let's see. There's always closings and refurbs, but here's something that's important. We always report on the closing of things, but not so often on the rescheduling of a closing of thing. And this is a big deal for us personally, because this affects our trip in May. They were going to be closing Big Thunder Mountain, I think sometime in early April.
I think so.
And it was supposed to remain closed until like September, something like that, while they refurbished the ride and actually matched it up with the ride out in Disneyland, adding a new finale, something with dynamite. It's really neat. You could see this on ride-throughs on YouTube if you want to look that up. But they have decided to go ahead and postpone the closing of Big Thunder Mountain. So it will be open through May, and it's going to close in somewhere around September. So it's going to remain closed at that point through most of November. So anyone who is planning to go to Magic Kingdom sometime this spring or summer, you have the opportunity still to ride Big Thunder Mountain as you've always known it. So, I mean, that's a very interesting thing. That certainly affected us because we were going to book our fast passes, but we had to make last-minute change. And aside from Big Thunder Mountain, the only major refurbishment slash closing in the regards to the parks that I see that we have not previously reported would be the ongoing refurbishment of the monorail system, which is taking place, started on March 1st, and is going to last until April 16th as planned. So there may be modified services or routes, and so basically just be prepared for that. And so instead of taking the monorail, you might end up having to take a boat, take a transportation center or something to that effect, take a bus. So just know the way the transportation system is going to be working and you'll be fine. That's about it. So while we are over in the parks, it looks like there's been a change at Smarwold.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the way the...
And no, sadly, it's not taking out the song.
No. No. No.
Even though a techno version would be awesome.
I don't know.
Totally down with
that. Totally would.
I don't know about any of that. I just... I'm not a big fan of the ride, but I'll tell you what. When we go, we are going on this ride, and here's why. Now, aside from the nice little hidden Easter eggs through the entire ride, and by Easter egg, I don't mean actual eggs, because I know the holiday's coming up. I meant just in reference to the nice little treats where you see Disney characters spread throughout the ride, which is always fun. They have now changed the end of the ride with all the various signs that say goodbye in various languages. They now have interactive screens that, while saying goodbye in different languages, they read your Magic Band as you're on the ride, and they mention your name. So they're saying goodbye to you directly.
They
get
know,
off the ride.
They know you're there.
They know you're there, and they want
so
you to leave.
So creepy. I still can't get over Be Our Guest when they knew exactly where you were sitting.
And then they tell you the dishes told us. I'm like, okay.
Okay, creeper.
So it's totally not the big computer system underneath the table.
It has nothing
totally
to do with
that,
it.
Totally not that, no.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Or under the table.
Or apparently under the table.
Hey, no.
Oh, my.
Yes, yes. Well.
Speaking of Easter eggs, you happen to mention Easter eggs. Excuse me.
No, there's no
Over excuse. At Epcot, in addition to the Flower and Garden Festival, which is now in full swing, they're having the Epcot Easter Egg Hunt, and you can go around, I believe, World Showcase, and there are different spots to find Easter eggs. I'm not exactly sure how this works, but, and then at the end, if you find them all, you can turn them in, and you get a little set of character Easter eggs, and you can open them up and put candy in them or whatever you want, or if you want to be really lazy, you can bypass the whole thing and just go buy the set, but, you know, it's more fun to do the actual egg hunt, so.
And if anyone wants... goes and buys the set and wants to give me the Stitch one, I will love you forever. Give me the Stitch one.
You want to give Des the Stitch egg?
Gimme.
You can send the Stitch egg to a P.O. box. No,
we don't have a P.O. box.
Yes, we do.
No, we got rid of that a while ago. That was for something else entirely. But
oh, that's a question for you. Should we get a P.O. box so you can send us fun stuff? So you can send us your mail if you don't want to email us.
That'd be awesome.
Or you can send us prezzies, because we love prezzies.
Or you can send us Stitch eggs, apparently.
Or you can send me a Stitch egg.
I like saying. Cash.
Cash? Yeah.
Cash gifts, please.
Actually, we do take donations on our Podomatic page. You know, it's it costs money to do this. We just dropped quite a sum on this new equipment. And there's hosting and whatnot. So we take Disney favors and we take cash.
We take Disney gift cards.
Do I sound too desperate?
Yeah, a little.
No.
Move on. Also, at Epcot.
Disney's always an expensive habit, and we know this. Yeah, I'm sorry. At Epcot.
At Epcot, we, Des, what's happening
yes.
over in the character spot?
Ooh, it's a character spot.
I feel
at Epcot.
Various emotions about this.
Ah.
I wonder why that is.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah.
Maybe because it has something to do with Inside Out? Maybe.
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 Perhaps.
Well,
go on.
Over at the character spot in Epcot. It kind of almost rhymed. But anyway.
Character spot. I'll give it to you. All right.
Two new characters are joining the gang over there. They are being joined by Joy. And Sadness. Joy and Sadness.
So you get to see Joy and Sadness along with Baymax.
Yes, Baymax. Which is funny. Have you ever seen him walk?
Oh, God. I don't know how the person gets around in that costume.
He walks just like the character.
Just like the character. Like it's perfect. And I'm waiting for the guy to accidentally flop over one day.
Geez.
But it's okay because he's wearing a giant airbag.
So I'm not sure.
I always like those clowns that you punch and they come back up.
Yeah.
Not that I go up and punch Baymax, but I mean, you know. I wonder if he falls down, if he bounces back up.
I'm pretty sure that it'll be included because I think the way that the character spot works for Fast Pass for it, I think you get a Fast Pass for the character spot, and you go and you walk through like and visit each character. So I'm pretty sure it'll be included on that. So, but yes. I don't know if it's going to be or like it's like the two of them are in the same spot, or if you visit one and then you visit the other. But anyway, Joy and Sadness are coming to Epcot.
Yeah, I'm not sure how all that works. I generally don't get on the whole. I need to visit character things. I mean, if they're out and about, that's kind of neat, but I don't get online. Now, I mean, if it's something like that, I would expect that they have, like, one big line and everyone gets in and you get to meet one and then the other and then the other and then you leave.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be kind of terrible, I would think, if you had to get online for one and you meet one and then you have to get back online for another.
Well, I think it's like a constant moving
line. Yeah, it's a constant moving line.
Like
it's like a greeting line at a wedding.
You meet them and then you move on and you meet the other one. It's like kind of like a maze, I would say, like a maze kind of thing. Not
okay.
Really a maze, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you wait online until it's your turn to go through the meeting of the people.
Yeah, you're picking up what I'm putting down. You got it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying.
And that's all I got for Epcot besides, you know, flower and garden and stuff.
There was something else. What was it that we were just talking about that's over in Epcot?
That Frozen's still not done yet?
Yeah, well, there's that.
There's worries about that's not going to be open on time.
Uh-oh.
Turtle Talk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Turtle Talk. That's what it was. Finding Dory is coming to Turtle Talk in May. So basically, they're going to be incorporating additional characters to the attraction.
I would assume Dory and Marlin and maybe Nemo. I don't know.
I don't know if they're introducing like new characters in the new movie either.
Oh, that could be too.
Because she like goes to find her parents and stuff, doesn't she, or something like that?
Well, according to AllEars.net, they're reporting that guests will also find new additions at Turtle Talk with Crush, beginning in early May, with characters from the Disney Pixar Finding Dory. When Crush the sea turtle swims to the human tank, he'll be joined by Dory and some of her new friends that guests will get to know when Finding Dory hits theaters this coming June. So that will be a nice introduction to some characters that we won't meet until the movie comes out.
I also believe, for those of you who have seen Zootopia, aren't the Zootopia characters there too now?
I did see something
about
Zootopia.
I saw something but I don't know where they are.
There's a Zootopia wrap for monorail.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yes.
One of the monorails.
New Zootopia wrap.
Is dressed up.
I'm not sure, because I only saw the two of them at the premiere of the movie. So I don't know if they're actually in the parks yet or not.
They've got to be coming, because that movie is huge right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that movie has grossed... It's topped Deadpool.
Oh,
for
really?
A couple weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, I haven't been to the movies in a while, but so I haven't seen any of them. I know, shame on me.
They're expensive.
They are expensive. They are very expensive, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. So, I don't know.
But any case.
At any rate, so that sums up our Epcot walk. So let's head on over to Animal Kingdom.
Yes, for once we have no Hollywood Studios news, so we're going right to Animal Kingdom.
No, I have Hollywood Studios news.
Everything's closed.
Everything's closed.
Everything's closed.
Move on.
Move on.
These are not. This is not the park you're looking for.
No.
Move along.
Not yet.
Right now.
It will be. But yes, so Animal Kingdom, and this has nothing to do with the forthcoming Pandora, although the construction marches on, and things are starting to get kind of exciting. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to actually do this in reverse order here from what I wrote on the board. Tusker House is going to be introducing Rivers of Light dining packages. So basically, when you book dining at Tusker House, shocking, I know, Tusker House dining. How that works. Anyway, when you book a dining package at Tusker House, you'll be able to select a viewing time for your for Rivers of Light, something to that effect. The exact details have yet to come out, but it's expected to be introduced very shortly, and we're going to be jumping on that opportunity. We actually already have reservations at Tusker House, so we're going to be kind of jumping on that one.
Details are not available yet as far as times and what exactly the packages will entail, but I would assume it's going to be something like the Fantasmic Dinner packages over at Hollywood Studios, where you pick one of, well, over there you pick one of, four restaurants, and then you get, you know, whatever viewing time of Fantasmic you wish. This is only one restaurant so far. They might add some later on, you never know. And again, we don't know how many shows that there are going to be or what times they will go off. However, this is only part of Animal Kingdom turning into a nighttime park, which is really cool because this is the only one that hasn't offered anything past, what, 6 or 7 o'clock at night at the most?
Pretty much, yeah.
So now
it's going to be a day and night park.
Yes, this is great. And so now, in addition to Rivers of Light and Pandora, once it opens, Animal Kingdom, they said that they will have the park open now some nights until 11:30. So they're going to have a street party
over in Africa. This takes us to part two of the news, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Street party over in Africa with a band and dancing, and you can get snacks and drinks and things like that.
I like snacks.
we like drinks, too.
I like drinks, too, yeah.
I believe it's the... I think it's the same band that plays there during the day. I'm not positive, but they might bring in... Who knows what they're bringing in, but it's going to be...
Which, if you search on Google, you can find them and buy their album. I have it.
you do?
Yeah.
The guys... What's their name?
I can't think of the name, but I do have the album.
They're the ones where you dance in front of the stage and all that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have it.
Oh, and I found the band from Anandapur over in Asia, the sitar guy and his drum buddy.
Oh, I love him. He just rocks out with a sitar. That guy's awesome.
They have an album out now called Animal Tracks on iTunes and all of the other, you know, Google Play and all the other digital. Plus, you can get it from their website, which I believe is sitarrocks.com, S-I-T-A-R. And this guy, if you haven't seen these guys, they're great. They just didn't match right. They just sit there and jam out, and, you know, they're so fun. So go check them out if you get a chance. They're in front of Yak and Yeti restaurant, local cafe, the food windows, right on the corner where you go head towards Kali River Rapids. So
I just looked up the band.
Oh, this is the Africa band.
They're called Wasalu. I think I'm saying it right. Wasalu? 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 Yeah. I don't know.
Wasalu!
Wasalu sounds right, but I have no idea. I just recently learned how to pronounce Ingwenyama, which means lion.
Oh,
that's Ingwenyama. Ingwenyama.
Here comes a lion.
Yeah, basically, the whole thing translates to, "Hey, look, it's a lion." Yeah, that's a lion.
And the most memorable song that I know from that Wasalu band is the Waka Waka song. Don't think of Fozzie Bear because it's not.
Wrong park.
But it's called Waka Waka.
But that's really cool to see that these bands are getting their names out there and their music out there because they really are fun. You find some of the greatest obscure music at these parks.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you know, there was that one band that I really love we all love.
Off Kilter.
Moment of silence. No, we're not going to be. This is a podcast. You can't have a moment of silence. Let's have a moment of talking about Off Kilter.
Oh, we miss them.
All right, because Epcot had Off Kilter, and it was amazing. And people get up, dance, including us, And then they got rid of them, and they got Lumberjack Show, which lasted, what, 5 months?
I don't even know.
And everybody hated it.
I refuse to see it on principle.
Yeah. Yeah. And now they have some other type of music show, but the reaction seems mixed. It's mixed at best. I don't want to degrade anyone, you know, musicians, entertainers, but
I'm
the
sure
fact of the matter
all
is...
I'm sure they're wonderful people.
And what they do is interesting, but it doesn't quite fit as well, especially with the spirit of what Off-Kilter did. You know, and everyone's going to always have an opinion about everything Disney does. I mean, for instance, like Hollywood Studios, some people loved the Mickey hat. Other people hated the Mickey hat. Well, guess what? The Mickey hat's gone. So it doesn't matter if you loved it, hated it, or otherwise. They're still going to do what they're going to do. The same thing is true of the other entertainment areas. So, but they really do need to bring back Off-Kilter because I said so.
They really do. And there's like a whole movement on Facebook called Save Off-Kilter, which I'm a part of. That, I mean, nothing. And unfortunately, I think any act
we're,
that comes
we're going,
in,
what, 3 years already?
Yeah, or 2 years, I think.
Well, they were when we went in 2013, they weren't there.
2014, they weren't there.
They weren't there, no.
Was it 2014?
Yeah, so they've been gone 2 years.
Yeah.
They've been gone 2 years this September.
So we saw them in 2012.
Yes, but I think the problem is any act that comes in now is already have a, like, tainted because everyone's going to be comparing them to Off-Kilter and want Off-Kilter back. And they're like, oh, we're not going to like these new gags until Off-Kilter.
Well, I'm guessing so. Disney's betting on a long haul, figuring that eventually people are going to...
forget about them, yeah. I guess, but I don't know.
Because there's a lot of first-time visitors who never knew. So they have no idea.
But for those of you who love and miss Off-Kilter, they are doing fine. They are touring quite a bit now. They go to Highland Games and all sorts of gigs and stuff. And they're actually coming out with a new album. They're recording it right now.
They are. I think they had a Kickstarter for it.
Yep, they did, and they reached their goal, I think, in like 3 days. So that shows you how much people miss them.
Yeah, they're quite a fan favorite. And rightfully so.
So yeah, they're excellent.
All right. Well, we got off the topic here. So that concludes our parks. However, that's not the end of the entertainment areas of Walt Disney World.
Heading over to Downtown Disney Springs, as everyone's calling it
yes,
now.
As I can never stop calling it Downtown Disney, and Disney insists it's Disney Springs. So I've been saying since they introduced that is Downtown Disney Springs.
Downtown
Other
Disney
people
Springs.
Seem to have reached that conclusion on their own as well.
I think it flows. Downtown Disney Springs.
I like it. I like it. But they seem to be really focused on that Springs part. As we've all seen, they're cutting more channels, you know, with the water to flow through.
Yeah, they have actually a nice, pretty spring flowing through now.
Yeah, instead of, like, dirt holes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they can't call it Disney Dirt Holes.
Oh, no.
That just really... This is a family show, Marilyn.
They still could have called it Downtown Disney. I don't know why they had to change it. It still has the downtown feel.
Yeah.
Anyway, construction does still continue over at Downtown Disney Springs. They are still currently, I think, still building the STK, which is going to be a steakhouse.
Yep.
They're still working on the Coca-Cola project,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not 100% sure what it's going to be called.
I think it's World of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
World of Coca-Cola? Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be World of Coca-Cola, but exactly what that's going to entail still remains at
all
the scene.
All of the Coca-Cola.
The only example is the only other one we know of. I think that, what was it? We reported it last time. I think it's in Atlanta or something.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
So, we'll see.
It's going to be probably Club Cool on a whole heck of a lot of steroids.
Oh, boy.
So.
No, they don't put that in the Coke anymore.
Not in the Coke. I'm just meant like this.
They don't put Coke in the Coke.
Yeah.
No, I meant just, I think it's going to be probably even more tasting from around the world and every kind of Coke. Maybe we'd actually be able to buy some of them now,
maybe.
Which would be fun. Well,
that would be great because some of them are delicious.
Yes.
And
never ever Beverly.
No, not
Beverly. So, Planet Hollywood is still a hole. Literally.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, there's a hole through it because they're tearing it apart. They still have the outer shell up, though, but
yes.
As far as the inside goes, it is... being
it's
completely
gutted.
Overhauled.
Yeah, it's just a poor thing.
Yes.
Oh, poor thing.
It's seen better days.
It has seen better days. But it will see better days.
Yes.
That's the point.
And they finally have the Disney Springs water tower up. So I saw a video on this on, I think it was Disney Parks. Disney Parks on YouTube. They have a short little video and show how they transported it because they actually built it off-site and then transported it on a really long truck. All the way, I think, how long did they say?
They said an hour away.
An hour away. And they transported it with police escort, of course, all the way to Downtown Disney Springs.
In the middle of the night, under cover of darkness.
Yes.
And UFOs and a Yeti.
But the water tower is up now, so it's starting to come together nicely,
I think.
They
should put the Yeti on the water tower. That'd be awesome.
Why? So we could break that too?
Yeah.
Oh, you already broke Everest.
They still need to fix that.
That's disappointing. I'm sure the Imagineers are just so disappointed about
that. They spent a lot of time on him.
Yeah, and just to have the footings of the entire ride become compromised because of the motion of the large animatronic that they just had to replace it with a flashing light. That's so disappointing. I feel bad now.
No wonder he's mad.
Yeah, right? I'd be mad too.
I'm sad. I have to go to Disney.
You are going to Disney.
All right. I'm better now. Can we go now?
No.
Why?
We can go in 50-something days.
Oh. All right. Well, that's fine.
Anyway, back to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to the resort respite.
Yes.
We're taking a walk over to Animal Kingdom Lodge, our home resort.
Yeah.
Well, not
Marilyn's. Not mine.
No, but Des and I, we're our home resort. As many of you may know, they do have certain safari packages, and they have their nighttime safari. It has now been renamed Starlight Safari. Okay. I believe it was, $95 a person? And they have now opened it up to guests staying anywhere at Walt Disney World. It is no longer restricted just to Animal Kingdom Lodge. Yes, I'm guessing that they weren't getting enough of an attendance from people who are just at Animal Kingdom Lodge, so they opened it up across the spectrum, so to speak.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly an interesting thing. They take you out on a private truck, similar to what you'd find at Animal Kingdom Park on the safari. And you have a guide who takes you around, and you stop with, you have like night vision goggles and things like that. And you get to see the animals up close in a more personalized setting than you do on the rides. So it's certainly worthwhile for people who are interested in that. I'm trying to recall if that also included other perks. Like, I think there was some type of dining thing along with that.
Is that the same one, though? The one that I thought
the Wanyama?
The Wanyama Safari? I don't think it's the same thing.
I don't think it's the same thing, because that one costs like
$190.
Yeah, because that,
because that covered
had
your
Gico.
Meal at Gico.
Yeah, so I don't have the exact details in front of me on this one. So it's definitely not that one, because, again, Gico is money. And $95 is not going to cover that. But they generally have other perks in with them. The ones that I recall, they had one earlier in the morning that I think they had gotten
rid
of.
That one they got rid of, I think, yeah.
But that had covered certain dining. You got to taste some things, traditional African things. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's included in this, too.
Oh, right. That was the one where you got to... wasn't that the Wild Africa Trek, though, where you got to sit in that, that lodge on the savannah in Kilimanjaro Safaris... and have breakfast? Do they still do that? I don't know. I'm not sure. I think they do, but...
I don't know. They've changed a lot.
I think they still do.
Yeah.
I think they still do the Wild Africa Trek.
They do that, but I don't know if they do the breakfast on the terrace thing on the savannah anymore. I don't know. I'd have to look that up. So I apologize if I'm speaking false truths.
You're terrible.
Falsities.
Horrible.
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 Horrible. Something that's not horrible, though, all you Polynesian owners or Polynesian lovers.
My dues.
Finally, the Oasis pool is open. That is the smaller pool. I believe if you're facing the lagoon to the left of the resort, where the volcano pool is or was. It's over on that side, I believe. The pool opened this week. The bar and grill for that pool opens on the 17th. And also, for all of you dining plan people, the pool area has a mug refill station.
Oh man.
So bring your mugs.
Yeah. You know, interesting note about Poly, with the Polynesian DVC. Back in February, they increased their inventory. They had officially added additional bungalows and areas at a longhouse to the Disney Vacation Club ownership. Basically, before they could sell it as Disney Vacation Club timeshare, it has to be officially added to the timeshare program under a certain legality, property rights management kind of a thing. And so they had done that. So they're really trying to push sales over at Polynesian again. I noticed that recently are doing a lot of advertising for add-ons at both Pali and at Aulani. Aulani, they seem to have a trouble selling it because it's in, you know, Hawaii.
I think my cousin owns a Polynesian.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, she does.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, well, yeah. Good for her.
I want her points.
Yeah, yeah. If you'd like to donate points, please write
please write those P.O. Box. P.O. Box, we will get one, .com.
All right, so you guys mentioned the pool and the bar and grill, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, okay. So, well, that's our reservers bit today. I think.
You think?
I think. Well, what are you looking at here,
Mara? No, I'm saying, staying at Polynesian, we can move over to the foodie files and start with... some news from Ohana.
Oh, yeah. See, that's good segues,
we're trying
I guess,
to kind of, huh? Yeah.
We're trying to keep a theme here, but I don't know. That takes effort.
Brain power.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I haven't had enough coffee today.
Just to throw it out there today. Yeah. It was the time change today, so we're all a little tired. And then also today here in New Jersey, at least in our part of New Jersey, it's a nice cloudy, rainy, chilly day.
Yeah, it's a blah day. So, yeah, from Polly to Polly with our foodie files, Ohana has changed some of their dining times. They are now having breakfast available until noon, and they are beginning dinner, and this is a little shocking to me, but they're beginning dinner at 3:30 p.m.
Oh, that even qualifies as dinner.
It's a late lunch, brunch maybe.
It's like the early bird special at Denny's.
Oh, yeah. Bring out your, well.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is especially good for people who have young children.
Yes.
Who need to get through a lot of things earlier in the day. And that's typically what happens is anytime you're going to be booking an early dining package for dinner, that's when you're going to find... This is a tip for everybody, whether you have kids or not, especially if you're trying to avoid times when there's a lot of kids, is the earlier times for dining are always going to have more young children. And that's because they need to go to bed sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, there's always going to be the parents that drag their kids around at 9 o'clock at night and they're screaming messes. And wonder why.
Shame on you.
Yeah. Now, if your kids could take it. Now, keep in mind, when I was a child and we went to Disney World, my mother, father, always night owls. And me and my brother were out and about later. Not that late into the evening, but we were out and about later in the evening. And we could take it because we were used to it. But the thing is, if your kids aren't already used to being out and about late, it's not going to suddenly change at Disney World. They're just going to get tired and angry because they're kids. Yeah. So, well, I digress. Anyway, more on our foodie files thing.
They'll unleash hell upon you and yes, all of your family and dishonor on your cow, dishonor on your whole family.
The thing that always comes to mind with the kids is when we were at the... at the parade for Not So Scary.
Oh, God, this was so cute.
And this poor little kid dressed up as a pirate. I was dressed up as a pirate. And his father was there. You know, we're standing next to each other.
His sister was a fairy, I think, or something like that. They were so adorable.
I don't even remember that. So the father says, hey, look. This guy over here, he's a pirate too. And I'm like, "Arr, matey, would you like to join Admiral Jim Spoon's crew?" That was the persona I decided to adopt for the night because... I don't know.
You had a random spoon in your pocket for some
reason.
That's
what it was, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was from a Dole Whip.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I had a spoon from a Dole Whip.
Okay.
And so I decided to say Admiral Jim Spoon.
Yes. You couldn't be Jack because there's already a Jack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, clearly there's already a Jack. So I'm not a captain. It was an admiral because I had a few spoons. So yes. I had a fleet of them. So I'm an admiral. So stick with me on this thought train here. So this kid...
Just don't let it derail.
Yeah, too late. the monorail will not be stopping.
I disagree.
One of our friends who listens to the podcast.
Hi, Steve.
He's going to be listening. It's going to be funny. Anyway, so this kid, you know, really, really cute pirate thing dressed up. It, you know, had the whole beard and everything penciled on. It was wonderful. It's like, whoa, would you like to join me crew? And he's just sitting there like half asleep, mouth half open, and he just shakes his head. No. He didn't say anything, but that's only way you can't
his
see me through the microphone.
Open. I mean, he was so adorable. And then within like 30 seconds, he was asleep.
And so the parade's going on, and then, you know, Goofy's candy truck thing comes moving by, and they got all the cast members out with the candy, and they're passing out candy and so on and so forth. And so the one cast member comes up to the kid, and he's passed out in his little stroller thing. It was like one of those toddler strollers. Mm-hmm. And she's like, there's a parade going on, and leaves a candy right in his lap, and he had no idea.
Thing missed the entire parade. He was so tired. He was so cute, though. He was just like, oh.
So, again, that brings up, you know, it's wonderful to have your kids out and about. Just remember there's two parades. Two parades
on those
special nights, like for Not So Scary. There's two parades, an earlier one and a later one. Don't make your kids go for the late one if they can't handle it. Because
there's also usually two Main Street Electrical parades as well. Yeah. So, yeah, if you have little ones who are running out of steam, go to the earlier one.
Yeah. Otherwise, the kid might wake up with a random piece of candy. I have no idea how he got it.
Oh, okay, cool.
This could be like his first Vegas experience.
No,
you
then
know?
They'll be like, no, then you're in trouble because every time they go to take a nap, they'll be like, where's my candy? And you have to give them candy every time they take a nap. So
it's the candy fairy.
It is.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, over in downtown Disney Springs, as we decided to call it, they have something special that Dez is excited about.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this.
You can tell she's excited for it. She's actually talking right into the microphone like she should be.
I'm so excited for this.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, so the Cupcake Company Sprinkles. I don't know if anyone's familiar with it.
They're big out west.
They are very big out west. We do have, I think, at least one in New Jersey.
I remember hearing something about it, but I haven't seen it.
Okay. So Sprinkles is coming to downtown Disney Springs, because why not? And they are also...
Reasons.
Because reasons.
Yeah.
They're also going to have the Cupcake ATM. Yes, you heard that correctly. A Cupcake ATM. I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm excited and I'm going to use it.
Well, see,
I'm going to sleep outside of it because it's open 24 hours.
It's open 24 mm-hmm. hours. They restock it every evening with fresh cupcakes made by Sprinkles. Apparently, I'm guessing they have some type of bakery somewhere nearby.
Yeah, they're going to have the bakery, and then right outside of it is going to be the ATM.
Okay.
So they're saying...
So that when they close, you can still get a baked cupcake.
Exactly. Mm. So apparently they're going to be, they're set to open, you're excused, it's okay.
Yeah, I tried not to.
You don't have to get all choked up.
I tried not to do that in microphone, but.
All choked up. I'm choked, I'm serious, I'm getting a sleeping bag, I'm sleeping outside this ATM.
You're going to choke down a cupcake is what it is.
So they're set to open in May, so that's just in time, yay.
Yeah, we'll see if it's going to be just in time for us, because it's set to open in May, but it doesn't say when in May. Yeah.
So the vending device will feature, this is all according to the Orlando Sentinel, by the way. The vending machine will feature the classic Sprinkles cupcakes, including vegan, gluten-free, sugar-free, and even doggy options.
Mm. Yes, so for your legal companion on Disney property, as in your legal service animal, you can reward them with a
your
doggy
legal
cupcake.
Service animal.
Yes. Well, we've had that discussion before.
And with it being an ATM, it will be open 24 hours, like we said. So early morning or late night cupcakes will be available. And it says, don't worry about them running out because each ATM holds, ready for this one? 400 cupcakes. 400 cupcakes.
My guess is that they're still probably going to end up running out of something. Because, you know, they're going to be different flavors and someone's going to go completely crazy on one kind.
Well, yeah, but it won't be completely out of everything.
Yeah, but this will be my luck. They're going to be out of the one kind I want.
Well, then you'll just have to try something new.
They're going
to
run out because
why?
Dez and I are going to
take them all
and take them back to our room. And be like, oh, no, sorry, out of cupcakes.
You'll just have to find us in our room.
Well, leading us to our final part of the foodie files. Is a new table service is coming to...
This is cool.
Yeah, it's coming to Magic Kingdom. Diamond Horseshoe is going to be hosting a new table service dining experience, which I believe is going to be available on ADRs.
Yes, it is.
Advanced dining reservations.
Yes. I don't think people would be listening to our podcast if they didn't know what an ADR is.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe it's a new person.
You never know.
You don't know.
You never know.
That's quite possible, but I'm guessing...
Anyway, Diamond Horseshoe.
Yeah, so Merwin, you know all about Diamond Horseshoe.
Diamond Horseshoe used to be is in Frontierland, and it used to be a quick service location where you could get a sandwich and some chips and a drink and just kind of chill out. It's a beautiful. If you've never been inside, it's gorgeous. It looks like an old like saloon dance hall type thing with a stage where you could watch a show, and they've got the boxes on the sides of the room where the rich people would sit, and It's really beautiful. It's very, and it's nice and cool in there. If you're looking for a place to go and hang out where, you know, you want to get out of the heat for a little bit, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And it was really sad because it was nothing for a while. It was used for special events. They would use it for the parties where they would have, you know, character dance parties and what have you. But I'm really excited to see that they're opening it up again as a table service restaurant. And if the rumors are true, it's going to be barbecue slash Cajun slash Southern type food, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, something you would expect in that type of
right.
theming.
Right, and it looks like it's really going to be nice. I can't wait to try that place.
A
it's
lot of
nice.
Home style. This is something
yeah, it's a lot of home style type food.
This is going to balance out the new Skipper Canteen,
right.
because a lot of people who are not very adventurous from a culinary standpoint.
Not us, by the way.
No, we're totally adventurous.
We're totally adventurous.
a lot of people are like, oh, it's good food at Skipper Canteen, but it's a little too much for my palate, blah, blah, blah. And I understand that, you know, some people want to try something new, but it's too much outside of their experience. So this is going to be right up their alley because it's going to be like a lot of like comforty type foods, maybe kicked up a bit, made a little bit more special, but still recognizable foods that a typical American palate's going to be used to and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
we saw what, like a lot of cornbread and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, there's cornbread, mashed potatoes,
pork,
beef,
chicken,
pork,
yeah.
chicken, pulled things.
Pulled things?
Pulled things.
Yeah, pulled meat.
Pulled things.
Pulled.
Oh lots my. Of pulled,
pulled
things.
Pulled pork, pulled chicken kind of things.
That was just funny, though. Lots of pulled things.
Pulled fingers.
Where are you guys
pulled
going
fingers.
With this?
That's afterwards.
This is a family show.
Yeah, do you imagine pulled meats? You can go back to your room and have some pulled fingers. God. Wow.
You guys are pulling my leg.
No! Don't try to pull a fast one, though. Well, this is just getting bad. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, I got to pull the wool all over your eyes.
Oh, stop. And that's the sound you heard. Right, the right, sound right. you just heard is like 30 people shutting us off. Okay, that's not right enough of this. Bye.
Yeah.
All right, let's pull out all the stops and let's move on.
I don't think you pulled that off.
This is not happening right now.
All right, guys. Well, typically we'd be going through our mouse tails, but we actually don't have one this week.
No, this is supposed to be a short
this,
one today.
This is a short one today, and we're pushing an hour already. So
not
so much
pulling,
for
pushing.
That. We're push it real good.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the commercials are getting in my head. So I think that's about time to call it.
We're
so
getting silly.
We are. Yeah. But just remember, if you like what you hear, make sure you follow us on our podcast on Podomatic. iTunes or Stitcher. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can always find us at yensidsbroomcloset.podomatic.com and feel free to write us yensidsbroomcloset@gmail.com and you can tweet us on Twitter. We are at yensidsbroom, that's YENSIDSBROOM because we couldn't fit the whole thing
even
on
if
there.
You just write us to tell us to stop with the bad jokes, you know, that's fine too.
Yeah. Write us in any questions or comments, and we might feature you on our next Mouse Tales.
Or write in and ask where you can send the Stitch Egg.
And where you can send the Stitch Egg, or, you know, find us on our Podomatic site and send us money.
Actually, and we're also on Facebook, too.
And just remember, this here is our shameless plug portion. If you are looking to plan a travel trip to a travel trip.
A travel trip.
If you are looking to travel to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Lines, Adventures by Disney, or to Aulani, please contact Marowyn. You can find a link to her website as part of Mickey Travels as an authorized Disney travel agent, as she can help you plan all of your Disney travel needs.
I can, and I promise not to tell bad jokes while I do it.
I don't.
don't.
I don't promise that. But you know what? I actually have nothing to do with planning your travel, so I just might make jokes to myself somewhere.
Yes, though, in all seriousness, if you are looking to plan a Disney trip, I, as part of Mickey Travels, a platinum earmarked Disney vacation planning service, can
that
help you
fancy.
With yes, with any of your needs. Again, as Matt said, any Disney location, except for the overseas ones, I can help you with. You can find me at Marowyn@MickeyTravels.com is my email. Or you can go to Facebook, just type in Mickey Travels, which is one word, capital M, capital T. And my name is Marowyn, MERIWYN. Yes, I have to spell it. I've had to spell my name all my life, but hey, That's what you get.
Well, the day you can't spell your name is... That's
a bad day.
That's a bad day.
It is. So, there you go.
And that's our show, folks. Thank you for listening to Yen Sid's Broom Closet, where we sweep out all the dirt on Walt Disney World. And we will see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.